Synthetic Audio, and that was a band called In Strict Confidence from the compilation New Violent Breed Volume 2 out from Cop International Records. And that was a track called The Truth Inside Me, And I guess that wasn't remixed. I thought it was. Before that, you heard Nitzareb from their disc Ebbhead with a track called I Give You. That was always one of my favorites to play at Sanctuary back in, I guess, 96 and 97, so it has been a while. And we started the show off with a disc, actually, from Cleopatra, also from 1997. That was Information Society with a track from their album Don't Be Afraid, and that was a track called Ending World, version 1.1. I've always really liked that disc. To be quite honest, I'm not that big of an Information Society fan. I am actually a pretty big fan of In Strict Confidence. So it always kind of surprised me that I liked Don't Be Afraid so much. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that a friend of mine passed this to me, said you might really, really like this. This is a band called The Second Sight with a track called Pain in Me. Unfortunately, this is the Future Pop remix, and I'm really beginning to hate the term Future Pop. It never used to bother me, but now it's starting to pop up everywhere, when they might as well just say, look, it's the Synth Pop remix. It's like, we don't need 8 gazillion categorizations for the same genre of music. It's like, what, you don't think you're pigeonholed enough as it is? Anyways, this is The Second Sight with Pain in Me. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
heart beating. The skull is empty.
Decoded Feedback from their album BioVital, which I still say stands as their best album so far, which is actually kind of sad in a way because it's not their latest album. It's actually kind of interesting too because there is absolutely no copyright information on this disc whatsoever. So I guess it's public domain, huh? Anyway, and of course before that you heard The Second Sight with a track called Pain in Me, and that was the Future Pop remix. Although you could call it the EBM remix or the synth pop remix, because there's not really much difference, but oh, what the hell, who cares? But there is one thing I do care about. Two interesting things have popped up this week. A couple of companies are closing down, and it really kind of saddens me. IATA.com, which is a company that does internet talk radio, I listen to their Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer Live every day on that channel, and Live 365, which, you know, hosts something like 16 or 20,000 radio shows, which are basically just collections of people's MP3s that are being streamed nonstop. But both of them are closing down, and it's like, you know, this whole web radio thing, obviously it doesn't make me a freaking dime, and in fact it costs me somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 a month to run, not including, you know, CDs and that sort of thing. It's a real shame because, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to it, and unfortunately, I guess the advertisers just aren't there. I also see a lot of, you know, 2-bit radio stations that get servicing from this, that, and the other place, and it kind of makes me want to tear my hair out because, you know, I've been doing this for over 3.5 years now, and I'd like to thank Gashed, Inception Records, A Different Drum, DSBP, and Cop International. They seem to be the only record labels that ever bother to send me anything. And as much as it's also kind of nice not to be sent anything because you don't have that expectation to play their stuff and, you know, necessarily give it a good review or something like that, you know, it would be nice because this is coming out of my pocket and I'm like, you know, actually right now I'm unemployed. Although actually this week I have 5, count them kids, 5 job interviews. So I'm not going to be unemployed for very much longer. But nevertheless, anyways, we're going to continue on with something from A Different Drum Records, one of those fine labels that sends us free shit. And of course, because they send free shit, I love all their stuff, which is not true, but I do love The Nine's new album, Dreamland. And this is a track off of it. This is Control. I am DJ Todd. You are listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. band called... Well, actually, there's actually kind of a funny story behind that, because for the longest time, I could never pronounce the name of that previous band. And Emily Roan, who is the band Chiasm, was very nice enough to send me a sound file with the proper pronunciation of the band. So it is Chiasm. And that was a track called Fight that was the Continuum, and yes, they spelled it like that. That was the Continuum mix, also from the New Violent Breed Volume 2 compilation. Anyways, we're going to end off the show with a track that so sums me up most days, you know, it's unreal. A friend of mine who I was chatting with, actually, on the IRC channel on the Dalnet network, RMI People. That's where I usually hang out, by the way. So I was talking with Eskadon or Carl last week, and trying to find suggestions for last week's show, Stuff to Play. And he suggested this track, and I couldn't find it last week, but I found it for this week. So here's a track that sums me up like you wouldn't believe. This is MC 900 Foot Jesus with If I Only Had a Brain. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Suppose I accidentally got my shit together. Would I get a medal or a pat on the back and a little feather I could stick in my cap or pin to my shirt? Go out in the yard and poke it in the dirt, or leave it in the woods where it couldn't be found? If it fell over, would it make a sound? And if it did, would it be the sound that you like? Or should I do it over until I get it right? You say everything I know is wrong, so do me a favor and play along for a minute as the rusty gears turn. Don't be alarmed if you smell something burning upstairs. It's a little BB rolling around in a boxcar. See us together. Maybe it wouldn't be hard to explain if I only had a brain.